I'm guilty of this. I'll go, I'll hang out with one of my friends that I haven't seen for a long time. I'll come home and my wife will be like, did you have a good time? Yeah. And she'll be like, well, what's his wife doing now? I'll be, I don't know. Well, how's his health? I don't know. Is he still working at the same place? I don't know. Well, what did you guys talk about? I don't really know. But we had a good time. And she looks at you cross-eyed, like, how can you spend 2 hours with a person and never really talk about anything? And yet you had a good time? Again, I'm guilty of it, and that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer Garth Heckman, David Alliance. You can reach out to me, I know you want to, at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And we're brought to you by Well Built Body, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. Hey, today we're going to talk about talking and not meaning anything, or not meaning anything when we talk and not connecting with, well, okay, anyway, let's jump into it. I remember years ago, I was watching Johnny Carson. Love Johnny Carson. Great show. In fact, on Friday nights, if I'd been good, my dad would let me stay up at night and watch the whole night. But anyway, there was this 8-year-old little boy who was on the show, and he was there because he'd rescued some friends from a coal mine or something. This was down south somewhere. I don't actually remember where. But anyway, as Johnny was talking to him, he could tell that this little boy, you know, went to church. And so Johnny asked him if he attended Sunday school. And the boy said, yeah. And so Johnny said, well, what are you learning in Sunday school? And right away, you could tell the boy was a little like, oh, I don't know. And so he's kind of thinking. And all of a sudden he goes, well, our teacher talked about how Jesus went to a wedding and turned water into wine. And a bunch of people started laughing, you know, of all things to remember. But Johnny keeps a straight face and he goes, well, what did you learn from the story? And the boy sat there kind of squirming, just quiet, you know, kind of biting his cheek. And then all of a sudden his eyes light up and he goes, well, if you're going to go to a wedding, make sure you invite Jesus. Everybody started rolling. Johnny slapped the desk like, yep, there you go. I would tell you today, if you're going to have a quiet time, if you're going to be a Christian, make sure you invite Jesus. You go, Garth, what do you mean? Obviously, if you're going to have a quiet time or be a Christian, you know, you're inviting Jesus. Hold on. Look, Satan doesn't care if you read, pray, meditate, play worship music, as long as you don't invite Jesus to the party. You might ask if I'm splitting hairs here, but I have been around for a long time, and I know a lot of people who diligently have a very disciplined quiet time almost every day, time in God's word, time praying, time worshiping, but they never invite Jesus, and honestly, like a lot of people that go to the gym, they never change. There's no change. You might say, what's the big deal? Well, let me ask you a question. The last time you had a quiet time, which hopefully was today, if Jesus was actually in the room with you, would it have gone differently? Yes and amen. It would have probably started out with you on your face, on the ground, humbled by his holiness. Would he have shared some things with you? Oh, most definitely. Do you think he would have asked you to do some stuff? Yeah. Maybe give some things away. Maybe share with a person that day about the gospel. Maybe tell you to pray for someone at work that day. Maybe ask you to repent. Maybe ask you to forgive someone. Maybe tell you to go and tell your spouse that you love them. Look, we can assume if you had a quiet time without Jesus, none of those things would happen. So let's just assume that even if you had a quiet time this morning, you had a quiet time without Jesus. And you go, Garth, you're being a little too hard, don't you think? I don't think so. In fact, why time with Jesus? First, did you know you can be a Christian and never actually spend time in the presence of Jesus or in his Holy Spirit? You go, well, he lives inside me. He lives inside you. But for you to commune with him, to have a relationship with him, it's like living with your spouse and not having a relationship. Well, we live in the same house. He might live in the same house, but unless you have a relationship and pursue him and invite him into your quiet time, well, look, let me put it this way. Water has absolutely none, nada, no zilch, zippo nutritional value. Nothing. But your life depends on it. You can live completely free from Jesus. And I mean, even if you read and pray every day, you can do it without Jesus. I know lots of people who do. Look, going back to the gym, there are people in the gym that I see have gone for years. They look the same. Their strength is the same. Now, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. If they're benching 200 pounds and they're 45 years old, and now they're 55 years old and they're still benching 200 pounds, that's pretty good. But I mean the person who just goes to the gym to go to the gym. They went when they were 140 pounds overweight, or they went when they were 30 pounds overweight, or they went when they could only bench 135, and they're still there. They're still at that same, they haven't changed. So there are too many Christians walking around flatline, no heartbeat whatsoever for Christ. They don't even know it. Like I said, water has zero, zilch, nothing, nada value in your body for health-wise, but your life depends on it. And it's the same with your quiet time. So let's start inviting Jesus to our quiet times. Let's start inviting him to our work, our dinner times, our family, our hobbies, our bedrooms, our computer time, our phones, our time with kids. Life is short. Don't have another quiet time without inviting Jesus. And when you do, take time and let him talk. And just sit and listen. Garth Heckman, David Lyons, keep slaying giants.